We're talking Cambridge City Ladies now, and they are flying high in the Eastern Region Women's Football League, having played 6-1-6, 18 points and scored 28 goals. They've also been drawn against Cambridge United in the FA Cup, which will take place next weekend. That's the first round proper. And I'm delighted to say, joining me now is Becky Fay and Robin Phillips. Thanks for joining me, girls. A brilliant season so far, top of the league, so you must be really, really pleased with how you started the campaign.
Yeah, definitely. We always thought that the season was going to be tough. Last season was quite tight, and there are like, good games. There's a few good teams in the league this season as well. So, absolutely delighted to have a 100% start.
Yeah, it's a 16-17 season, you finished second in Division 1. 17-18, you came second to a strong... you finished second in Division 1, then came second to a strong Billericay team, who are now coming competing in the Women's Premier League with Cambridge United. So... this season, was it always the aim to push for top spot and try and move on up the leagues?
Yeah, I think so. We always wanted to... I think last year was the aim to get promoted again. It would have been quite good to get the triple promotion. Just missed out, unfortunately. But this year, we're really going to go for it, and we've gone off to a really good start, and obviously the first round proper of the FA Cup. Mm. So it all looks good for us so far. So hopefully that can carry on.
Yeah, and is there a playoff then to get into the Premier League? So I assume because there must be many regions of women's football across the country that are, I guess, just one tier down from the Premier League. Is there a playoff for then you guys to see who gets in there?
No, I don't think so. I think just one goes up. So I think it will almost be a straight swap because I think we're actually the only league that feeds into the South East, mm-hmm. which is where Cambridge United
are
now.
Of course, yeah. So do you think then you got what it takes to compete in that division? Because you would have played Cambridge United lots of times, I guess, over the years and in the County Cup as well. So do you think you'd easily be able to make that step up to the next division?
I wouldn't use easy. I think we can definitely compete at that level. I mean, we played Leighton Orient in a previous round of the FA Cup this season, and they play in that league, and obviously we beat them to get where we are now in the FA Cup. We also pitched ourselves against the likes of Norwich City and Ipswich Town in pre-season, and Luton as well. So we're sort of pitching ourselves at that level, but yeah, definitely wouldn't use easy.
I guess the pre-season fixture then are a good test to see where you could be competing, I guess, then in years to come against when you play higher opposition.
Yeah, the pre-season games, they were good, but I don't think they're really an accurate, judge of how good you are. You're testing out new things, new players coming in and new combinations. You've not played with each other before. But I think if we replayed them now, we'd definitely give them a better run for their money. And I think it is a good test, and that I feel like now we would definitely be better, and I don't think that we would have much of an issue being in that league. So
yeah, and just talk to us a bit about your history, really, because you said earlier before we came on air that you were playing for United, or when the club was affiliated to just one individual club, which was back in 2009, was it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my history is not quite on point. But, so both Robin and I were City girls through the youth section. And there came a point where there was only one women's team in Cambridge, so it was just Cambridge Women's. A few years later, that then sort of moved over to be Cambridge United. And then the City under-18 side moved up into the ladies section, and that's where the triple promotion has come from. So they won the Cambridgeshire League, and then we went into Eastern Region, and that's when all us old City girls came back.
So a bit of rivalry, I'm sure, United when you play next week. But in terms of this season, 28 goals scored, which is incredible, really remarkable from six games. 13 goals from Laura Mills and 10 from Erin Davis as well. So all the players must feel in pretty good form at the minute.
Yeah, everyone's feeling like we're kind of on top, but we're trying not to get ahead of ourselves and trying not to let it get to us and get a bit too confident. Obviously, we've got a couple of important games coming up. Harlow this weekend away. That'll be a tough game, which will be better to have a game like that ahead of the United game than like the Sudbury games that we've just played, which were not as...
competitive.
Yeah. So it's good to start off the FA Cup campaign again with a bit of a trickier game, so...
Yeah, and I mentioned the goal scorers there. The main goal scorers, Laura Mills and Erin Davies, but Carla Penny has scored four and five other players have scored three. So you're getting goals from all over the pitch as well. How important is that just to back up your main goal scorers throughout the team?
well, we're probably about the only two players in the squad who haven't scored a goal. But that's not unusual, is it?
No.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, to score goals, I imagine, would be quite a nice feeling, but it's great that it's shared across the whole team and it's not just like an individual effort. Mm. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and this, like I say, this weekend you face Harlow Town, a side you've already beaten actually this season 3-1. So what can you expect from them?
The last time we played them, it was quite a tough game. I think we went 1-0 down. It was 1-0 at half time as well, I believe. And they're a strong side. I think they're definitely beatable, but we'll have to go in there thinking it'll be a tough game. But yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, when you played a side already earlier on in the season, then you play them quite quickly afterwards. Do you ever feel there's a need to change your style of play? Because they may obviously remember how you play and they try and adapt to themselves to stop you playing your style. So would that mean you have to change at all, or you just stick to the way you play week in, week out?
I don't think you can change too much just for one game. I mean, ultimately, when you're sitting top of the league, it does make going to away games harder, mm-hmm. because people look at you and think, well, this is going to be a tough game regardless. So for them, like, it's easier for them to get up to the game because they're thinking we're playing top of the league. I don't think we'll probably change too much. I mean, we've got a large squad this season, so rotation's happening anyway, so it might be that actually there's a few different players playing that game to what played the home fixture. So
yeah, have you seen a change of how teams have played against you the last couple of years since you've obviously improved? I mean, this year obviously you're flying high top of the league, so would teams now potentially sit back a bit more and be a bit more cautious again?
Definitely. Last Sunday is an example of that. We won 4-0, but it was definitely everyone was sitting back and just filling their box, playing pretty much seven at the back. It was quite tough to play against, really, because there's just no space, no room for anything to happen up top for us. So people do definitely sit back a little bit more, but it's easier for us when they play a proper game and we can play a proper game as well.
Yeah, of course. So, but next week then, moving on, is the big one, a Cambridge City derby in the FA Cup. I can't imagine there's been many of them, but how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, if you can't get yourself up for a derby, then what's the point in playing?
Especially your old team.
Yeah. So do you know any of the players who actually play for United? Are you quite friendly with them? What's the rivalry like?
There's a couple left from when we both played there last time. Wouldn't say, like, there's no hard feelings with the girls that play there. There's a lot of new people, so it's not really like a really, I don't know, I want to beat
fierce
you because
rivalry,
of it's definitely a fierce rivalry, but not because we're like ex-players with each other. It's just fierce rivalry because it's United.
And you would have played under manager Kevin Hoover, I assume, as well.
Yeah, we did.
So, like I said, the game against United, then, you imagine you've played quite frequently over the years in the County Cup, especially in 2017. They beat you in the final last season. You defeated them. So, what are the derbies like to play? I mean, are they quite competitive fixtures? Obviously, like you say, they're second bottom in their league, and you're top of their league. So, I imagine it's going to be as similar now in game and a tight game as it probably has ever been.
Yeah, definitely. And I think because we've not actually been in the same league, whenever we've played them, it's always been like the cup final. So that in itself is a big game. And then being the derby on top of that just makes it extra special, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like you say, last time we actually played them, we did come out winners. But then I think both squads have changed a fair bit over the summer before this season. So I think you can't look at history when it comes to next weekend.
Yeah, just touched on that cup final though last season. That must be incredible, beating, not just winning a county cup final, but also then beating your rivals as well.
Yeah, there was no feeling like it.
So how does that compare then to the feeling you're potentially going to have this weekend, an FA Cup? Obviously, we know the FA Cup is a special competition. You know, it's renowned throughout the world. It's an incredible competition through lower ranked teams all the way to the top. How exciting and how different will that be from a normal league game? Has it dawned on you how big this is becoming in sort of the area, I guess, when it probably must be the first city derby in many, many years?
Obviously, everyone's very excited, and as a player and playing your ex-club, you've got a bit of nerves, but the potential to win some more money for the club is really important for us. Obviously, women's team, there's not a lot of money in it. We rely heavily on sponsors and stuff like that, so the potential to get some money into the club is another drive. But yeah, it is different to a league game. Obviously, we want to do as well as we can in the league and win the league, but the FA Cup's the FA Cup, so...
Yeah, do the cup competitions you play in perhaps matter more than they would for probably the men's sides who are in the higher level because of the situation the women's game into. The money is so important for you.
Yeah, I believe so, definitely. I mean, obviously going on a good FA Cup run does bring money into the club. It's probably a straight answer.
Yeah. So going forward then in the Cup, so you're first round proper, so you're potentially two wins away from the big guns in the Cup. Are you thinking about that at all, or is there any question of mine? Or are you going to tell me you take each game as it comes? Is that easier?
One game at a time.
Yeah, so like I say, is it the prize money that's the main focal point for the win, or is it just the actual trying to beat your rivals?
Yeah, we just want to beat them, to be honest. Especially, like I said, like being your ex-club, mm-hmm. you want to prove that, I don't know, we can beat them. Like you said earlier, they're second bottom of their league, we're top, we've won 10 games in a row. We're on a good streak and we don't want to let them be the ones that break it. So
yeah, that's going to be a really interesting game because I said to you earlier there'd be two sides going into the match, completely different mentalities. You guys will be on top and full of confidence, and they're probably slightly wary considering where they sit in the league.
Yeah, I think there is an element of that definitely. Like obviously we are on top at the moment, we are winning, but there's an element of sort of form goes out the window when it comes to such a big like FA Cup game and a derby as well. I don't think you can go into a game like that too confident.
Yeah, and you were just saying how you wouldn't really change your style, and teams potentially have sat back against you because of your position. Would you potentially sit back because they're in a league high, or does it matter? You use the form momentum you've got to try and take the game to them.
Well,
question for the manager instead.
Yeah,
maybe a question for Tim.
Ask Tim.
I'll text him. So just finally then, aim for the rest of the season. I imagine the league is just to kick on and get promoted, and then in the Cups take it as far as you can, really.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a brilliant interview. We'll get the Cambridge United women in hopefully on Wednesday night. So any words of wisdom for them? Or
Just good luck.
Yeah, of course. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, girls, and wish all the best for the rest of the season, and especially in the Cup on the weekend as well.
Thank you.
At Trinity College, 1 p.m. Make sure you get a massive game for the City. Probably the first City derby in a long, long time.
One over.